healed. Oh, we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Amen. I give God thanks for that joy that my sins are under the blood. He saved me and he washed me. And he's coming again, amen? He's coming again. I'd like you to turn with me, please, to Psalm 95. And I give God thanks for the chance to preach. This is my anniversary as well. My wife may be watching, so I love you, Krista. And may God bless you. Keep our twin boys from crying so you can watch the preaching. Psalm 95. You know, I thank God that I can say I'm a Baptist. I'm a Baptist, amen? I believe in a Baptist distinctive. The Bible is the sole authority of faith and practice. And we go on through the Baptist distinctives. Went to a Baptist Bible college, 3 colleges. I give God thanks for the heritage that I have. I've been in about 23 countries, and I love to travel and to see different works. But the burden I bring this morning is that we plant churches and we instruct them to plant churches, but it's a burden as we look at churches. They are losing their identity. And this morning I'm going to preach on the topic of worship. And you know, when we think of worship, quickly we think of instruments, we think of music, we think of the outward, but I'm here to say this morning that worship is an inward view of God that produces an outward change and behavior. The Word of God says in Psalm 95 and verse 8, "Oh come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker." Shall we look to God in prayer? Dear God and mighty Father, I give you thanks for this time and the pastor here. And I pray you'll continue to touch him and his health and his body. Thank you for helps, ministries, and all involved. Thank you for the dear men, pastors, and preachers here. I pray you use me in this brief time. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The first mention of worship we see in the scriptures is when Abraham took his son to the mount. And the Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews that he received him in a figure. And we know that Jesus Christ, he was sent by God the Father. And I think of worship, a picture of the death and the burial and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. But here we see in Psalm 95, "Oh come, let us worship," the psalmist said. We look at 4 things this morning. First of all, how do we worship? How do we worship? "Oh come, let us worship and bow down." You see, a president comes in, you may salute. But when Christ enters, we bow down. Let us worship and bow down. It gives the idea of reverence. It gives the idea of acknowledging an authority. And the psalmist said, "Oh come, let us worship and bow down." You see, I think of heaven and we'll stand around the throne. And the Bible says, "Blessing and honor, glory and power be unto him that sits on the throne. Blessing and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth on the throne." Let us worship and bow down. You see, before you get to the instrument, or you may be musically inclined, you may have a beautiful voice, you may preach like Charles Spurgeon, but beyond the outward, beyond the building, beyond the programs, beyond the professionalism we see in the ministry, God is looking for a people that would worship him. The Bible said the Father seeketh such that would worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. I say this morning, false worship is not just the idols. False worship is just not the cathedrals that have not the power of God. False worship is often in fundamental Baptist churches that are based on the outward, and the inward man is vain and far from God. Yes, sir. Yeah, exactly right. How do we worship? Secondly, who do we worship? The Word of God says, "Let us kneel before the Lord." It's before the Lord. You see, it's not before the pastor. It's not before the preacher. It's not before the college. It's not before the congregation. Let us kneel before the Lord. He's Jehovah. And you know the names of Jehovah, so many. He's Jehovah, my creator. He's Jehovah, mighty in battle. He's Jehovah, our defense. He's Jehovah, thy redeemer. He's Jehovah, the judge. He's Jehovah, who is with you. He's strong and mighty. He's Jehovah, Jireh, my provider. He's Jehovah, whose name is jealous. He's Jehovah, the horn of my salvation. He's Jehovah, my refuge, my shield, the one that smiteth, my fortress, the king forever. He's my deliverer. He's the one that sanctifies. He's my high tower. He's the Savior. He's Jehovah Nissi. He's my banner. He's my strength. He's Jehovah Rapha. Oh, when I need the healing, He heals me. Oh, God. He's Jehovah my shepherd. Jehovah Lord of hosts. Jehovah my rock, my peace. He is there. He's Jehovah my righteousness. And He's my strength. This is whom I'm going to worship. He's the Lord. Oh, come, let us worship the Lord. Who do I worship? He's my maker. You see, it's not about the preaching. He made my mouth to speak. He made my brain to think. He made my feet to move. He made my hands to play. He made me. I'm going to worship Him. I said us before the special, before it all, let us decide if we're going to worship God. You know, my wife and I, part of our burden is music ministry. And we do conferences. And I tell you, in the Caribbean, we got the beat in our bones. And even you go to school, even when they're doing the times tables, they do it with no 2 4s or 2 5s or 10 2 into 10 5 and 2 5s or 10 2 into 10 5. I mean, we move. And you know, I did a conference and we were teaching them that there is a fountain, 1 2 3 4. We taught them the theory and the practical, and I know we went to the church and then it went loose. There is a fountain filled with blood. I said, whoa. And I said, we got to work on this just a little bit more. You know, just a little bit more. And I'll tell you, but worship. You know, we want to feel good. I went to a church, it was a Pentecostal that time, and that was my last time, I'm telling you. But the boys, they were watching each other, and I said, these people are having fun. And one guy pointed this way, and everybody ran this way. And then he pointed this way, and everybody. I said, wow, is this worship? Is this worship? Where's God? We just all horizontal. We forget, is the Lord our maker? Oh, let us worship. Who do we worship? Who do we worship? You know, why do we worship? Why do we worship? Verse 7, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand. You see, I don't worship to get. I don't worship for a position. I don't worship for promotion. I worship because He is my God. I worship because of who He is, because He made me. He's my maker. See, we want to plant Baptist churches, but I want to see fundamental Baptist churches that are worshiping God. He's God, my maker. He's the God in heaven, the God of mercy, most high God, faithful God, mighty God, God of glory, the living God. He's God of my life. He's a holy God, a jealous God. God, my strength. God, my refuge. God that avenges. He's the everlasting God. God, my rock. He's God. Amen. So why do I worship? Because of who He is. We're the people in His hand. You know, I think of you may see in some countries they were carrying maybe the king or someone on their shoulders, four people. You see, we don't carry a God. Our God carries us, amen. You know, we are a sheep in His hand and we're in the Father's hand. He carries me. He is with me. He made me to worship Him. Amen. Yes, sir. His pastor, not our pastor. We think of a church, said, thou art Peter, upon this rock, I will build my church. He didn't say, I will build your church. He didn't say, you will build my church. He said, I will build my church. Amen. I'm in this program just to worship Him and adore Him. Amen. To honor Him. We have Christian rock. How can you have Christian rock? Yeah. Christian reggae. Yeah. Christian calypso. You know, even reggae, the very meaning of reggae gives the idea of ragged, just be ragged. Yeah. So we're going to have God, devil as well, so to speak. There is a distinction. Yeah. Oh, the people of the Lord. Choose you this day whom you will serve. No man can serve two masters. Right. And lastly, when do we worship? When do we worship? It says, today if you will hear His voice, verse 7. Today. Amen. Yeah. This is the day to worship Him. This is the day to say, oh God, I will serve you. Oh young people, everyone, have you made the choice to say, I will worship my God? Amen. Choose you this day, not tomorrow. This day whom you will serve. Jesus said, here I am, will you please let me in? You said, I will tomorrow. Jesus said, I am He, I'll supply all your need. And you said, I know. But tomorrow I gave my life tomorrow. I thought about today. It's so much easier to say tomorrow. I gave my life tomorrow. You know, tomorrow, your tomorrow, very well, might be too late. Today, God is searching for you. Today, God wants to use you. Be a missionary on the foreign field. Oh, you say, oh God, I will worship you. Oh God, I want to see for who you are. We sing this song. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord God, our Maker, for He is our God. And we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand, and the sheep of His hand. Yeah. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Amen. Shall we pray? Oh, dear God, yes. We thank you, and I pray you help us to worship you for who you are. In Jesus' name, amen.